Good morning. Today's daf in Brachos is daf Hey. We are on the top of Hamad Aleph. Last thing we discussed in the Gemara is Kriya Shema Alamita. The Gemara at the very bottom of the previous Amud, after going through some Agadita, so the Gemara introduced us to the idea of Kriya Shema Alamita. Rabbi Shimon Levi taught us that despite the fact that you already davened in Shul, and despite the fact that you already said Kriya Shema in the Beis HaKnesses, nevertheless, mitzvah lekros alamita, so you have to read it at night. Now, as we're going to see over the course of this morning, we're going to come back to this idea of kriyas malamita. It has to do with protection over the course of the evening, warding off the mazikin. That'll be more to come a little bit later on. In the meantime, however, we did quote a pasuk from Tehillim also at the bottom of yesterday's daf, and so the Gemara is going to be starting off this morning by going back to that pasuk, Amar Rabbi Levi bar Chama, Amar Rabbi Shimon Malakish Lolam Yargiz Adam Yetzer Tov Al Yetzer Hara. So a person should have his Yetzer Tov fight together with the Yetzer Hara, fight over the Yetzer Hara. Shenemar Rigzu Val Techtal. The pasuk says that you should Rigzu Rogas to shake, to quarrel, the Al Techtu. And so therefore there should be a fight. There should be a fight between the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara, and the objective, of course, is that the Yetzer Tov be victorious over the Yetzer Hara. Im nitzchu mutav. Now, if you are successful, that's great. Meaning, if you could just simply fight the fight and, you know, and you seem to overcome your Yetzer Hara, that's great. V'im lav. However, if you find yourself to be struggling against your Yetzer Hara, yasuk b'Torah. So then the solution would be to be involved in Torah. Shenemar imru b'vavchem. And so this is just a continuation, the pasuk in Tehillim. So Rigzu Val Techto is the first phrase. The second phrase is Imru Bil Vavchem. Bil Vavchem is a reference to Kriya Shema. It's a reference to Torah. Alav Avecha. And so therefore, Torah. So Im Mitzchah Mutav. Now, if that's good, if you're successful, that's good. V'im La Vikar Kriya Shema. Now, otherwise, you read Kriya Shema. Shenemar Amishkavchem. And here the pasuk says Amishkavchem, which means on your beds, which is a reference to Vishachbecha, which is a reference to Kriya Shema. In Mitzchum Muta V'im Lav Yizkor Lo Yamamisa. Now, if all else fails, so you tried dealing with the Yetzer Hara, you tried being Osik B'Tara, you tried Shema, and now that's it. You're kind of stuck. What do you do? So the cleanup hitter, if you will, is the Yamamisa, remembering the day of death. Shenemar V'damusela. Damusela, Rashi points out, is a reference to the Yom HaMisa. Rashi writes, Yom HaDumya Hu. It's the day of silence. Yom HaMavishu Dumya Olamis. You will be silent forever. V'amr Rabbi Levi Barcham, Amr Rav Shimon Lakish, my dechsev, what is the pasuk say? V'etnelecha es luchos ha'evim v'atorah v'amitzvah shechasavti l'dorosam. Okay, now here we are again in this perek with a somewhat of a disjointed Gemara between the previous Gemara we just learned and this Gemara. The previous Gemara was based on a pasuk that we discussed in yesterday's daf. Now, we're going a little bit off course, but again, as you can already guess, and you can see it, it's the same Baal Memra. Meaning we had Rabbi Levi Bar Chama, Rabbi Shimon Malakish. This is the same, Rabbi Levi Bar Chama, Rabbi Shimon Malakish. The pasuk says that I'm going to give you, and then a whole list of things. This is in Perek Chavdalin in Shmos. This is Parshas Mishpatim. This is by Ma'amad Har Sinai. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us at Ma'amad Har Sinai. And the Gemara now is going to parse every phrase over here in terms of what was incorporated as Torah that was given at Ma'amad Har Sinai. Luchos Elo Aseres HaDibros. So the Luchos is a reference to the Ten Commandments. Torah Zu Mikra. Torah is a reference to Chumash. Torah Shebichsav. V'amitzvah Zu Mishnah. Mitzvah is a reference to Mishnah. Asher Chasavti Eilu and Nevi Muksuvim. The Asher Chasavti is a reference to Nevi Muksuvim. Right, you need to think about that a little bit. Nevi'im and Ksuvim were given at Ma'amad Har Sinai well before historically they occur, but they were given, and probably the best thing to say, I'm not sure about that, but certainly a reasonable idea is that the ideas contained in the Navi, meaning the actual historical relevance, so that probably was not given over to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe, of course, had Nevuah. You know, you could say he knew, you know, some idea of what was going to happen, but in terms of the Nevi'im Ksuvim, the ideas that were communicated. Laharosam zu Gemara. And Laharosam is a reference to Gemara. When the Gemara makes a self-reference of Gemara, so what is that? So Rashi writes over here, zu Gemara, Svarus tame ha-mishnas, shemimene yotza hara. Meaning, obviously, you have to know the Mishnayos, but then afterwards, you have to know what's behind the Mishnayos. You have to know the reason behind the Mishnayos. And tama mishnah. Then and only then can you paskin. Rashi continues, Avaham Morim Haram in HaMishnah Nikru Mavle HaOlam. If what you do is you're going to paskin just from a Mishnah, meaning I know a Mishnah, therefore I'm going to paskin. So Rashi describes as Mavlei Olam, you are a destroyer of the world. So obviously Rashi is referencing a number of other Gemaras that speak to this idea that Gemara is understanding what's behind the Mishnah. Malam Shekulim Nitin LaMoshe MiSinai. Okay, and everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai. Okay, we're back to Kriya Shema. So Kriya Shema Lamita, so if you say Kriya Shema, it is as if you're holding a sword, a double-edged sword. Shenemar, Ramos El, V'Gronam V'Cher Pipios B'Adam. So as long as you are saying the Ramos, the exaltedness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you're going to be holding a sword. So my mashma, now what is the implication? Amar Marzucha V'Temer Ravashi, Meresha D'Inyana. Now, if you look go back earlier in the pasuk in Tehillim, Dechsev, the pasuk says, Ya'alazu chasinim chavod, Yiranenu al mishkevosam. You're exalting a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and on your mishkevot, again, b'shach b'cha. Uksev basrei ramos kel begronam v'cher pifios b'adam. Okay, so it's a reference to Kriya Shema Lamita. And like I said earlier, we saw at the bottom of yesterday's Amud, the idea is that Kriya Shema Alamita is there to ward off Mazikin, and the Gemara here speaks it out, and the Gemara is going to speak given in more detail. So you say Kriya Shema at night, so the Mazikin are going to be distanced from you, separated from you. So Ubnei Reshef, Reshef over here, as the Gemara is going to point out, is a reference to the Mazikin. So Yagbiya Uf, they're going to raise and elevate Uf. Now Uf literally means flight, but over here in this context, it basically means Torah. The Gemara spells it out. Einu fel Torah. Uf over here means Torah. Shenemar hatif einecha bo veinenu. Interesting pasuk over here. Hatif einenu. That if you shut your eyes from it, so it's going to be forgotten. Rashi over here says Torah has the nature in which if you let it go, if you forsake it for some time, you're going to forget your Torah. Vein Reshef ala Mazikim. The Reshef is a reference to the Mazikin Shenemar. We have another pasuk that speaks to this idea at the end of Sefer Dvarim. Mazei Ra'av Velochmei Ulechumei Reshef V'Ketev Miriri. So the psukim over here at the end of Dvarim certainly are a reference to the Mazikin, things that damage us. I'm Rabbi Shimon Malakish Kol Ha'osek B'Torah Yisurim B'Dilem Hemenu. If you're involved in Torah, so Yisurim will also separate from you. Shenemar Uvnei Reshef Yagbi Uf. And again, this idea that the Bnei Reshef, that's the Mazikin, Yagbi Uf, will be lifted, you'll be above it if you're involved in Torah. Eino Fela Torah Shenemar Hatif Enechabo Veinenu. Vein Reshef El Yisurim. Now here, the only difference between the way we darshaned it just moments earlier and now is that Reshef, instead of a description of the Mazikin, is a description of Yisurim. Now, it could very well be Hainohach, meaning it's the same basic idea. But, okay, you could parse. But anyway, Yisurim, you'll be separated from Yisurim. Shenem, the pasuk says, Mazei Ra'av Ulechumei Reshef. Amalei Rav Yochanan Ha'afilu Tinoka Shal Beis Ravan Yodin. So Rav Yochanan says this idea that if you're involved in Torah and you're not going to receive Yisurim, so you don't need darshaning. All you need to know is you just need to know Chumash and that's it. Shenemar the pasuk says Vayomer im shamot yishma lekol shem lekecha v'yasher beinav taaseh v'azanta lemitzvosav. The pasuk in Parshas Bishalach. So you listen to Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'shamarta kol chukav, and you listen to all of Hakadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvos. Kol amachla asher samti Mitzrayim lo osim alecha ki ani Hashem rofecha. So all the illnesses that you saw in Mitzrayim are not going to come on you. I'm Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I am your healer. Okay. So it's a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Chumash. So we don't need darshaning. So the Gemara says, if you have the potential, the possibility to learn Torah, and you do not do so, Yisurim are going to visit you, and it's going to be mechuar. It's going to be really bad, very unpleasant. Ne'elamti dumya, I was silent, dumbfounded. So and I didn't have the goodness, and my pain was further exacerbated. Ein tov el Torah tov, over here's a reference. Torah shenemar ki lekach tov nasati lechem torasi al ta'azov. Okay, tov is a reference to the Torah. Okay, so the one step that we're going beyond the pasuk. The pasuk teaches us that, and this was Rav Yochanan's point. Every kid knows this. The pasuk teaches us that if you learn Torah, it's going to separate you from Yisurim. The extension, the drasha that we have now, is that if you have the potential to learn Torah and you don't learn Torah, so you'll be visited by Yisurim Mechuarim. I'm Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Itamar, Rabbi Chanina, Bar Papa, Bar Rei, Shaloki Midas Kadosh Baruch Hu Midas Pasuk Adam. As long as we mention this pasuk regarding Kilek Achtov, just a comparison between Melech Basav Adam versus Melech Malchei HaMelachim. Midas Basav Adam, Adam Mocher Chefetz Chaver Mocher Atzei V'Lokeach Sameach. Generally speaking, in the transaction between seller and buyer, so the seller is not really interested in selling that which he has, unless, of course, it's his business, but we're talking about possessions that he owns, that he has to sell. So generally speaking, he's selling because he needs money. And so therefore, he has to sell it. And so generally speaking, in a transaction, so the seller is sad and the purchaser is happy. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu Eino Kein, but that's not true with Hashem. No son lahem Torah liYisrael v'samach shenemar. He gave the Torah and he was happy. Shenemar kilech achtov nasati lachem Torah si al ta'azovu. Even after having given us the Torah, he still refers to it as Torah si, it's my Torah. In other words, he's so happy about the giving of the Torah. Okay. And a big theme of today's daf is going to be Yisurim. Okay, so you already saw the theme play out earlier this morning. We talked about the Torah warding off Yisurim. We're talking about the fact that if we neglect to learn Torah, Yisurim are going to visit us. And so what do we do if we do actually receive Yisurim? So So step number one, says the Gemara, is examine your deeds. So you should examine yourself. You should look over your ways and investigate. And do tshuva. Now, let's say you did an examination and it comes out that you're good. You're totally compliant. I'd love to meet that person. They're out there. I know they're out there. So pish pish v'lo matzah. So yidla bibitul Torah. So what you should do is, okay, it's fine. So I'm not doing anything wrong, but at the same time, I'm not maximizing my time. So the pasuk says, fortunate is the person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Yisurim, umitartach talamdenu. In other words, so the reason why you're having Yisurim is because you're not maximizing your time, you're not learning Torah. So v'im talav v'lo matzah. Now let's say that you find that you're maximizing every minute of your day. I'm a little more skeptical about meeting this person. But let's say you're maximizing every minute of the day. So, as far as doing anything blatantly wrong, you're good. In terms of maximizing your time and learning Torah, you're good. So, b'yadush yisurin shal avahim. So, the Gemara introduces us to an idea, and that is yisurin shal avah. So, this is yisurin where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us because he loves us. Okay? I know it's a difficult concept for sure. Rashi writes over here yisurin shal avah. Rashi writes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu miyasro ba'olam hazeh v'lo shum avon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you sermon in this world without any, the person didn't do anything wrong. Kedei la'arba schara ba'olam haba. Yoser michdei zichu yosav. And this will be more than the zichuyos, and it's there to increase the zichuyos that he's going to receive. Okay, so there is this idea of Yisur and Shal'ava where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it just to give us more schar and olam haba. But again, Yisur and Shal'ava is for the very limited. It's only for those people who are not doing anything wrong and are learning Torah to the maximum, and that person is going to be receiving Yisurin Shel Ahava. We're going to make another caveat in just a moment, and that is that you're going to have to want the Yisurin Shel Ahava. So the person who is going to be receiving Yisurin Shel Ahava is, again, somebody who is not deserving of it, and also he would like to receive it. Over the course of this morning, we're going to see a number of Amorayim who are receiving Yisurin. And seemingly, the Gemara doesn't spell it out super clear, so I may not be correct about this, but seemingly it's Yisurim Shel Ahava, and they basically say, you know what, no thank you. In other words, it's tough, and they said no thank you. So everything we just said, plus you have to want it. This the Gemara is going to spell out. Shenemar, kiyas asher Hashem yahav, Hashem yochiach. Kadosh Baruch Hu, that who Kadosh Baruch Hu loves, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mochiach. He's going to reprove him. And in this context, in the context in which we're saying it, he's going to give him Yisurim. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Chora, Amar Rav Huna, Kol Shekadosh Baruch Hu Chafetz Bo, Midako Bi Yisurim. Kadosh Baruch Hu loves a person, wants a person, and he pushes him with Yisurim. Shenemar V'Hashem Chafetz Dako HaCholi. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants and he pushes him with pain. Yachol Afilo Im Lo Kiblem Mi Ahava. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give it to the person even if he doesn't want to accept it. Tamalomer in Tasim Hashem Nafsho. Continuing in the pasuk in Yeshayahu, so the pasuk continues and says, no, if he wants it like a carbon asham. Now ma asham ladas v'fisum ladas. Now, when it comes to carbon asham, so it has to be ladas. It's true by all carbonos. Liritzon chem, that when you bring a carbon, you have to bring it willingly. And you can't just simply be forced to bring a carbon. That is not the way the carbon is brought. We learned this a number of times throughout Chas. And so therefore, the only way the Yisrim Sha'ava come is only if you want the Yisrim Sha'ava. Otherwise, they won't come. The Im Kimbla Maschalro, before we go on to the Gemara, you know, the Gemara states a number of places that the carbon has to be brought willingly. So what if the person doesn't want to bring a carbon? So you know what the Gemara says in a number of places. Kofanoso. So basically you keep hitting him, Achiyomer Rotsani, until he says he wants it. So right, like the get, exactly. So the Gemara says the same thing is true by get. So the it's funny that the Gemara uses this model of carbon asham, where a carbon asham can only be brought if he wants it. Now what if he doesn't want it? So we'll beat want out of him. So we're at a funny place now where he doesn't want the Yisrim Sha'ava, so what are we going to do? We'll beat the want out of him. The comparison is a limited comparison, and it's clear that from the Gemara's word to see later on, it's clear that if a person does not want the Yisrim Sha'ava, so he doesn't have to get him. So v'im kiblam. So v'im kiblam, the Bach has two words. V'im kiblam alav me'ava mascharo. So, and if he does accept them, and it's from Ava, so then what's going to be his reward? So, Yira Zera Yarech Yamim. So, he'll have children, and he'll have long days. V'lo Odel Shotamim Miskan Biyado. And you're going to remember that, which you learned, Shenemar V'chafetz Hashem Biyado Yitzlach. Pligi Bar Rav Yaakov Bar Idi V'Rav Acha Bar Chanina Chanamar Im Elo Heim Yisrim Shal Ava. Okay. And now, what we're going to try to do is further help define and identify what Yisrim Shal Ava is. Kol She'ein Behem Bitol Torah. Yisrim Sha'ava means that you're suffering, but it doesn't affect your learning. You're still able to learn. Shenemer Asher Egev Asher Tiasrenu, Asher Lo Heisir, Tfilaso V'Chazdo Meito. I skipped a line, did I not? Thank you. Asher Egev Asher Tiasrenu. All right, because the next part is Tfila. Okay, good. Asher Egev Asher Tiasrenu Ka Umitorescha Talamdenu. Okay, so you're going to receive the Yisrim, but you're still able to learn Torah. So if the Yisrim are inhibiting you from learning Torah, that's not Yisrim Sha'ava. And then you have to go back to the previous point. You got to be Yifashesh B'Masav, and then you have to see whether or not you're learning Torah to your maximum, etc., etc. V'chad amar Elohim Yisrim Sha'ava, kol she'im ben bitul tefila. And the other says no. Yisrim Sha'ava means that it doesn't inhibit your ability to daven. She'nemar Baruch Elokim Asher Lo Yisir Tefilaso V'Chazdo Me'iti. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu praises a person who is still able to concentrate on his tefillah, even while receiving the Yisurim. That's Yisurim Sha'ava. Amalu Rabbi Abba, Bereidu Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Hachi Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Eilu Ve'eilu Yisurim Sha'ava. And the Gemara cites a third opinion, which is both. You have to be able to learn Torah, you have to be able to daven, and you're still receiving the Yisurim. That is Yisurim Sha'ava. But once you're inhibited from either learning Torah from davening, so then this doesn't qualify as Yisurim Sha'ava. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Ki es Hashem ki es Asher ye'ahav, Hashem yochiach." Person that Kadosh Baruch Hu loves, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to reprove. Elam atam alam b'toroscha tilamdenu, al tikra tilamdenu, ela tilamdenu. So, as far as what we're going to be doing now with the pasuk of b'toroscha tilamdenu, because that no longer serves as the definition of Yisurin Shalava, you need to both be able to daven and to learn Torah. So the pasuk over here is not to be read Talamdenu, but Talamdenu, which means it's not that we're learning the Torah, it's that the Torah is teaching us. Davar zeh mitorascha Talamdenu. We're learning it from the Torah. Kavachomer mishin v'ayin. Let's consider now and make a kavachomer regarding a Evikanani. Evikanani goes free with shein v'ayin. Ma shein v'ayin shein echad me'evarv shal adam. Eved yotzei behem l'cheirus. So if the Eved is abused, and he's not, and the owner knocked out either a tooth or an eye, so he is yotzei l'cheiros, he goes free. Yisurin shememarkin kol gufo shel adam al achas kama v'chama. So when it comes to yisurim, which is not just an eye, it's not just a limb, it's your entire body, your suffering. So al achas kama v'chama. How much more does it set you free? V'hainu de Rabbi Shimon Malakish de Amar Rabbi Shimon Malakish nemar bris b'melach v'nemar bris b'yisurim. It says bris regarding salt. It says bris regarding yisurim. Nemar bris b'melach t'chsev al tashbis melach bris. Sorry, v'lo tashbis melach bris. So the pasuk, as it relates to melach, is that that's part of the covenant between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that goes up onto the mizbeach is salted. V'nemar bris b'yisurim. It says the same thing regarding yisurim t'chsev. Now this is the end of the tochacha. We're quoting at the end of Parshas Kisavo. At the end of the Tochacha, Elo Divrei Habris. So it's a reference to the Tochacha. Tochacha, by definition, is Yisurin. So Ma Bris Amor B'melech Melech Matekas is a Basar. So, what is meat without salt? It's okay. Salt makes it a lot better. So Av Bris, Hamor B'Yisurim, Yisurim Emrakin Kol Avanosav Shal Adam. And so the same thing is true with Yisurim, is that basically it cleanses you, it cleans you of all of the Avonos, all of the sins of a person.
You salt the meat to take the blood out.
That's also true. Yeah. Okay. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer. Shalosh Matanos Tovos Nasan Akash Baruch Hu Liyisrael V'Kulan Lo Nina Ela Ayidei Yisurin. There were three gifts that Akash Baruch Hu gave to the Jewish people, and they were given through Yisurin. So certain things Jesus we need to sacrifice for, and it's going to be painful. Elohein, and they are Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. Torah Minayin. We're going to go through each one of these. Torah is given to us, but the acquisition is done through Yisurin. Shenemar, Asherei Gever Sher Tiasron Yamu Torah Chatzalam Denu. Okay, pasuk that we've quoted already numerous times this morning. Fortunate is the person that Akash Baruch Hu is Miyaser, gives Yisurin to, and he learns his Torah. Eretz Yisrael Dechsiv Kasher Yaser Ish Es Bena Hashem Elokecha Miyasereka. Akash Baruch Hu gives us Yisurin, but you got to read on in the pasuk. Uksiv Basrei, and afterwards it says Kasher Elokecha Miyavecha El Eretz Tova. Kashrach Baruch Hu gives us to the land which is good. Parshas Ekev. And then, Olam Haba Dechsev here, Parshas Mishle, Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or V'Derech Chayim Tochachos Musar. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us Musar so that we receive a pathway through Derech HaChayim. A reference to Olam Haba. So these three things, these three items are acquired, but acquired only through Yisurim. Tini Tanakam Derav Yochan Kol Ha'osek B'Torah V'Gemilas Chosem. We'll continue now further on the topic of Yisurim. Again, that's our big theme of the morning. Various types of Yisurim. The upcoming Gemaras are going to be a little bit difficult to hear, admittedly. Somebody teaches a Braisa in front of Rav Yochanan, and the Braisa reads that if you're involved in Torah and you're involved in Chesed, V'kover es banav, and Rachmanis, you have to bury your own children, mochlin lo kol avonosav. So that provides a mechila for any sin that you have done historically. So he says, look, Torah Gemilas Chasadim, I hear that. The pasuk says, Beches ve'emes yichuper avon. So with kindness and truth, so you're going to be receiving a kapara. Chesed zu Gemilas Chasadim shenemer rodev tzedakah v'chesed yimatzei chayim. Tzedakah v'chavon. So we know that Chesed is a reference to Gemilas Chasadim. I tell you the truth, I don't know why the Gemara needs a drasha to tell us that Chesed is part of Gemilas Chasadim. I don't know what else we would have thought, but okay, the Gemara has a pasuk that accentuates that point. And Emes Zu Torah. And Emes is a reference to Torah. Shenemer, Emes Kaneva Altim Kor. Okay, Emes, the right, Shmo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. Anyway, it's Torah. So, Ela Kovers Banav Minayin. But this idea of Kovers Banav, so obviously it's a tragedy. But how do we know that the Kvurs Banav has going to have any impact on the parent? So, Tana Le'ahu Saba Mishum Rebishum Yochai Asya Avon Avon. So he learns it through Gzera Shava. This is an agadic Gzera Shava, meaning Gzera Shavas usually give us halacha and make points of practical halacha. Here we are learning agadita. And so the Gzera Shava in the context of agadita, it happens, meaning the Gemara does it, not with the same frequency, but here we are. So Asya Avon Avon, Ksiv Hacha Beches Ve'emes Uchuper Avon, Uksiv Hasum Mishalim Avon Avos Achek B'neihem. So the avon, which is clearly presented in both psukim, are there to connect the idea that not only is Torah and Gemilas Chasadim going to be providing kapara for all past avonos, but even the death of one son also is providing a kapara. I'm Rav Yochanan Negaimu Banav Einam Yisurim Sha'ava. So Rav Yochanan says that Nega and Banim do not qualify, do not fall under the category of Yisurim Sha'ava. Now I could suggest, but I'm just suggesting, so you don't have to follow me down this path. So I could suggest that it goes back to what we learned on the Amud Aleph. The Amud Aleph, we said that Yisurim Sha'ava is only when a person is wanting it. And it's hard to imagine that anyone would want the death of their son. So it doesn't qualify as Yisurim Shel Ava. It's obviously, it's suffering, but not to be put under the category of Yisurim Shel Ava. We're getting there. You know that because of today's daf. Unigayim lo, the Gemara says, now as far as Negayim is concerned, so that is not Yisurim Shel Ava, v'atanya kol mi sheyesh bo echa mi arba maros Negayim, halalu einu eila mizbach kapara. We have a tradition that getting tzaras is mizbech shel kapara. That's, it's providing kapara. How can you not say it's Yisurim Shel Ava? So the Gemara's response is mizbech kapara havo, Yisurim Shel Ava lo havo. So the Gemara says, okay, it is kapara, that's true, but it's not Yisurim Shel Ava. Fine. So the suffering of having the nega and going through the process, the Tara process of tzaras, yes, that provides kapara. But no, it's not Yisurim Shel Ava. Ibai se mahalan vahaluhu. Or the Gemara says that maybe it's both. Depends geographically where you are. And maybe tzaras sometimes can be qualified as a mizbech shel kapara. It's just there to provide kapara. Or it is Yisurim Shel Ava. It depends where you live. Now, halan halahu, you hear that in the Gemara a number of times. We had it recently in Masech Nida, the Gemara in Kedushin, whatever, a couple places throughout Chas. You have this idea. Meaning that it depends whether you live here or you live there. Now, right? Right. You know the sign in the malls? I know I'm going back some time. You're right. You are here. So where are we now when learning Talmud Bavli? Mm-hmm. So we are in Bavel right now. So halan, that refers to us, the B'nai Bavel. And the lahu is referring to Eretz Yisrael. And so good. So now we know halan of halahu, it means the same thing every time. It means it's different for us as it is for those living in Eretz Yisrael. So what's difference in terms of tzaras between us and Eretz Yisrael? First of all, there was tzaras in Bavel. That in of itself needs some thought. But anyway, Rashi writes over here, halan halahu, Eretz Yisrael, she'are choma mekudashos ba, umitzaratau and shiluach chutz alahen, einin sur sha'ava. So you're living in Eretz Yisrael, so what happens when you get tzaras? You got to go through a lot. You got to get up. You got to leave the city, right? Badad Yashav, you sit by yourself. So fine. So that is in Eretz Yisrael. However, Bavel she'ainu neshiluach vehein mizbech kapara havi yisurim shel ava. Sorry, the she'ainu unim shiluach vehein mizbech kapara havi yisurim shel ava. In Bavel, what happens when you get tzaras? Nothing. There's nowhere to go. You're not going outside the city. There's no kiddush ha'ir. There's no sanctification of the city. There's not being sent out of the city. So what happens? Nothing. Nothing happens. No. If you have to leave the ear, so that means that basically it's kind of like a galus. It's like you're sent into exile. So that's kapara, right? It's mechaper. But if nothing happens, and all you're doing is just suffering and nothing's happening, so that's Yisurim Shel Ava. That's the way Rashi says it. Okay. Tosfos is a little bit bothered by that. Anyway, I'm going to go on. The Gemara, see the top Tosfos if you want more discussion of possible ways of explaining halan v'halahu. Continuing in the Gemara, ibais ema habitzin abefarhesya. Another way to say it over is the differences between whether it's private versus it's public. Privately, tachas begadav, it's under your clothing, so there nobody sees it. Okay, so so it is not as egregious. It's not as suffering as when it's exposed and everybody sees it. Ubanim lo. Now, Rav Yochanan said that two things are not Yisurin Shalava. One that is not Yisurin Shel Ava is Negayim. Okay? And then we dealt with the fact that we have other indicators that it is Yisurin Shel Ava, and we try to resolve it. The second thing mentioned by Rav Yochanan that's not Yisurin Shel Ava is going to be Tzaras. Ubanim lo hechidami. Ile medavalu umesu. So the Gemara says, are we talking about where he had children and Rachmanis they died? V'am Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, din garma de asira bir. This is the bone of my 10th son. So Rav Yochanan Rachmanos, he lost his children. And what he did is he carried around the bone with him of his 10th son. So somebody had a tragedy in their family. And so Rav Yochanan would console them, and part of his consolation is saying, look, I lost as well. Okay. Carrying around a bone is definitely it's a little bit of an oddity. Take a look at Rashi over here. Rashi writes, Pachas mechasaora. So Rashi says it's less than the size of a barley corn. Okay, Rashi over here dealing with the halachic issue of you're walking around with tum all the time, how can that be? So if you have a bone chip that's less than the size of a saura, so then it's not metame. It's not metame b'maga v'masa uva oel. It's not metame at all. Even if it was the size of a saura, it's only metame b'maga and masa, but not b'oel. Okay. So, Ella, let me spell out the Gemara's question. The Gemara is assuming, so says Rashi, that Rav Yochanan was an ish tzaddik. Rav Yochanan did not have any avonos that he needed mechila for. So if he did not have any avonos, and now he needs a kapara, so it's not a kapara. So therefore, it's yisurin shalava. Okay, but that's a problem. Because Rav Yochanan says that the loss of one's children is not yisurin shalava, but rather it's a kapara. So ella hadalo havalu klal v'hada havalu v'mesim. So the Gemara says the difference between the having versus never had. So the if you had children and they died, so that says Rashi Sisur Shaava. So the as far as because the Avelus is mechaper on the Avanus. Okay.
There is a chorus where you lose your children, which is not a Isur Shaava. Ariri, when you lose, that's a punishment.
Yep. Okay. Correct. Agreed. Okay. The okay, and as I pointed out earlier, the theme of today's daf is Yisurim. That part's clear. The Gemara has discussed it in many different contexts, introducing us to the idea of Yisurim Shalava. What is Yisurim Shalava? What is not Yisurim Shalava? How to recognize when it's not Yisurim Shalava? We learned earlier this morning that if you're davening and your Torah learning and or your Torah learning is impeded, that's not Yisurim Shalava. Yisurim Shalava should allow you to continue learning Torah. Should allow you to daven. Certain punishments are not Yisurin Shalava. Tzaras, loss of one's sons is not Yisurin Shalava. Okay. So, a number of discussions that are had regarding Yisurin Shalava, and the Gemara continues. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba chalosh ala gabei Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was sick, and Rabbi Yochanan comes in to visit. Amalei chavim and alecha Yisurin. Are you enjoying the Yisurin? Okay, I would guess, by the way, that wasn't the first question that he asked. Okay, I would suggest that they had, you know, somewhat of a normal back and forth before getting to the getting to a really harsh question. So Amar Leilo, Elohim v'lo scharan. No, I don't want these Yisurin Shalav, and I don't want them, and I don't want their schar. Now, that's coming from a bitter person, clearly. Meaning, as far as the Yisurin, you don't want that, I understand, but I don't want the schar. He's bitter. So Amalei Havli Yadecha Yavlei Yadev Ukmei. So Rav Yochanan says, "Give me your hand," and Rav Yochanan then literally got him up, meaning got rid of the Yisurin. Okay, Rav Yochanan the healer. So, but again, I would suggest over here that we're talking about Yisurin Shalava, and it conforms with what we learned earlier this morning. Yisurin Shalava is only when the person wants it. If the person does not want it, so he's not receiving the Yisurin Shalava. Okay, so I know Rav Yochanan, so to say, is getting like credit for healing. But truth be told, is that it's because he didn't want it. Rav Yochanan chalosh ala gabei Rabbi Chanina. Amalei chavim alach yisurin. You're enjoying your yisurin? So amalei lohem v'lo scharan. Now you understand that this is Rav Yochanan who is now sick. And Rabbi Chanina is now visiting him. So, and Rav Yochanan says, I don't like the yisurin, and I don't want him. Amalei havli yadech yavle yadev ukmei. And so Rabbi Chanina says to Rav Yochanan, give me your hand. He gives him his hand. And he resuscitates him. Amai lukim Rav Yochanan lanafshei. Now the Gemara says, now the obvious question, which we're all thinking. Rav Yochanan just healed somebody else. If he healed somebody else, so shouldn't he be able to heal himself? Amri ein chavush matir atzmo mi beis ha'yisurim. The prisoner cannot release himself from his own prison. And so the Rav Yochanan cannot heal himself despite the fact that he has the ability to heal others. Rav Elazar chalosh ala gabei Rav Yochanan. Rav Elazar is sick. Rav Yochanan visits Rav Elazar. Chazad davika ganav beis afel. He was in a dark house. Galal ledari v'nafal nuhura. Now we have an expression in English. It's great because the expression in English really matches what we're reading right now in the Gemara. Right, you light up the room. Right? The person comes in. Sometimes he lights up the room. So Rav Yochanan came in and he lit up the room. Now the Gemara says that he revealed his arm. Galal ledari. He revealed his arm. V'nafal nuhura and light came in. Chazit to have a kabache, Rav Elazar. Now to that, Rav Elazar is crying. Now that's a funny response because Rav Yochanan came in, visited him. Part of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is to make the person feel better. Meaning the Gemara Nedarim tells us that you got to clean up the room and you got to tend to his needs. But also, kipshuto, you're making the person feel better. And Rav Yochanan comes in, the room is dark, and now he lightens the room by revealing his arm. And Rav Elazar is crying. It's a strange response. Amalei, amai kabachis, why are you crying? Imishum Torah de la fashta, shaninu echad, amar bevechad amamit, uvevashichichavin libo l'shamayim. You're worried that you didn't learn enough Torah? So he says, I'm going to tell you something really important regarding the learning of Torah. Doesn't matter how much Torah you learn. It's an important point. Doesn't matter how much Torah you learn, as long as your kavana, as long as your kavana is good kavana. Okay, so in other words, your intent was to learn Torah. You weren't as successful in learning Torah as others. That's fine. It's totally fine. So that shouldn't bother you. So and what? Your financial situation? That's coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That has nothing to do with you. Not everyone is zochah. Not everyone is going to be receiving wealth. And that's up to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's also beyond your control. And what is it? It's about your children? Unclear exactly what the status was with his children, but apparently that led him to sadness as well. So din garma dasir abir. So he says, this is the bone, the garma, the bone. Dasir abir of my 10th son. So in terms of loss of children, so I suffered loss as well. And he uses this as consolation. Amalei lai shufa dabali ba'afrika b'china. So Rav Elazar says, no, none of the above. Right? I got you on everything. I was consoled on all other points. However, the point that I'm unconsolable about is the fact that Rav Yochanan, you're beautiful, right? The Gemara a number of times talks about the beauty of Rav Yochanan. You're beautiful. All you do is you show a little bit of your arm and you light up the room, okay? And meanwhile, what's going to happen is after 120, you're going to be gone, and you're going to be alpha, you're going to be dirt. So Amalei al davade kabachis. Rav Yochanan says, you know what? You're right. Ubachu tarvai, and the two of them cried. Adahachi v'achi amalei chavim alach yisurin. And now we get to the question which we were all waiting for. Do you enjoy the yisurin amalei lohem v'lo scharan? And Rav Elazar says, nope, no thank you. Amalei habli adachi avilei yadeva ukme. And once again, he heals him from the yisurin. Rav Huna takifulei arba me'adani dechamra. Gemara tells another story. Rav Huna had 400 barrels of wine. And takifulei, and the wine went bad. The wine went sour. So that is a serious business venture that literally and figuratively went sour. Okay. So Alagabe, thank you. Alagabe Rav Yehuda Achud, Rav Salah Chasid of Rabbanan. So he was visited by a number of the Chachamim. V'amrila, another version, Rav Adabav of Rabbanan, V'amrila, and they said to him, La'ayin mar b'mile. Okay, so you can't just ignore the fact that you had a business venture that went south. It's a response to something, like in other words, be mefashish b'masav. Okay, in other words, this is now taking the Gemaras that we learned earlier this morning and putting them into practice. You have Yisurim, obviously. Okay, let's see what's happening over here. So he got a little bit offended. Rav Huna, you're suspecting me of doing wrongdoing? Right? And okay. So Amrulei Michashi Kadosh Baruch Hu Davidina Balodina. So he says, look, we'd rather suspect you than suspect a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right, Akash Baruch Hu, so obviously his din is the perfect din. And so if you have a business venture that went south, so we're much more concerned about you than we are about Akash Baruch Hu. Akash Baruch Hu does right by everybody. So now, right, the burden is on you. So Amaluhu Ikaman Dishmiale Milsalemo. So Rav Huna now, there's a whole assemblage of people over there. And Rav Huna says, okay, everybody, permission to speak. If I did anything wrong, so please, anybody here in the room who knows about it, so say so. So Amrulei Hachi Shmi'alan. So they all say. Now right. It's a little bit funny that they all know this, right? What they're about to report to him. It's not just one person who knows this. Hachi Shmi'alan de lo yavlar mar shviva la rise. Here's what we heard about you and your sharecroppers, right? You own property and you have sharecroppers, and the sharecroppers take a portion. And what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to give a portion of the crop to the person who's working it. I think it's why it's called sharecropping. So anyway, and what you do is that you're holding back a percentage from your sharecroppers. You don't give them the branches. That's the shevishe la arise. Arise is a sharecropper. So you're not giving your branches to the sharecroppers. He says, you don't know my sharecroppers. They steal everything. In other words, my sharecroppers are the worst. Why doesn't he get new sharecroppers? Okay, but they're the worst. They take more than they're entitled to. So okay, you're right. I do hold back the twigs and the vine branches. That part's true. But if you knew what they take, I'm totally justified in what I'm doing. So Amrulei Hainu Darmin Shebacha Basar Ganuva Ganuv Vitama Time. Oh, so you stole from a thief and you tasted the taste of theft. We have an expression in English: two wrongs don't make a right. Okay, it's the Gemara saying it doesn't justify that which you did. What they did is wrong. They take more than their share. Fine, and they're Ganuvim. Let's call it what it is. So they're ganavim, but that doesn't allow you to take from them. In other words, the vines you You contracted that you were going to give them a portion of the vines. You got to give them a portion of the vines. Okay, the fact that they're thieves, that's an issue, but keep that independent of any of your behavior. Amar lahu kabilna alai diavin alay. So he says, okay, I accept the tochacha. You're right. From this point going forward, I'm going to give them their fair share. Igadamri hadar chala v'havichamra. Now, as a response to his Kabbalah, immediately what happens is two versions. Version number one is the vinegar turns back to wine. The igadamri iyakar chala v'izdamin b'demei dechamra. Or another version is the price of vinegar shot up. So that he did have 400 barrels of vinegar, but he didn't lose value in that the price of vinegar went up. Okay. The two versions, by the way. The first version, so it was a nes nigla. Second version, right, nes nister. And it could be, just suggesting, that it's just a question of what he was zocha to in terms of this Kabbalah. Tanya Abba Bin Yamin Omer Al Shnei Devarim Ha'isi Mitzdara Kol Yamai. Abba Bin Yamin says that I was Mitzdara, I was concerned all my days. Al Tfil Asi Shehi Lefenei Mitasi, Al Mitasi, Shitehei Nosuna Bein Safal Nadarim. So there are two things I was makpin on all the time, says Abba Bin Yamin. One, my davening should be before my bed. We're going to qualify what that means in just a moment. Two, my bed should be north-south. We'll also explain that better in a moment. Let's go over each of these points. We're talking about literally before his bed, that he's davening right in front of his bed. There should be nothing between you and the wall. You shouldn't be standing in front of your bed. You should be standing in front of the wall. In other words, the best seat in shul is the seat right up against the wall. Now, I know the problem in shuls, and that is not everyone can get that seat. Okay. So... right, okay, fine. And I understand that's an issue, but it is the optimum seat. So when you're home in davening, so you can get such a seat, meaning in your house, Baruch Hashem, so you have that ability to choose the seat that you want. And so don't daven by your bed, daven up against the wall. Now, how do I know this? Remember, V'yasev Chizkiah panav lakir v'yispalel. So Chizkiah was up against the wall and davening. Why is it so important to daven up against the wall? The Gemara doesn't say, Gemara just simply says that Chizkiah did so. Parenthetically, not parenthetical, but Chizkiah did so because the Kadosh Baruch Hu told him he was going to die. He refused to have children. He had a nevuah that his children weren't going to end up being good, so he refused to have children. So he davened to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Navi told him he was going to die. He davened to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He got a 15-year extension on his life. By the way, the nevuah was right. His children weren't good, but okay, that's for a separate time to discuss. Anyway, but he davened up against the wall. So presumably, what the benefit of davening up against the wall is kavana. Meaning that you're not looking at a room full of people. You're just looking at the wall. And so therefore, you can keep your mind totally focused and concentrated on davening to Hashem. So, okay. Anyway. So, lo tem lefnei mitasi ela ema samuch lemitasi. So, what he was making reference to was not geographically where he was situated in his house, but rather samuch lemitasi. And what does that mean? Rashi writes, I'm reading Rashi inside. First thing I do after I wake up in the morning, before I work, before anything, even before Torah, is that I would say Kriya Shema and I would daven. So it would be my first job of the day. Now, as far as the bed is concerned, I made sure that my bed was on a trajectory of north-south. So you're going to have male sons if your bed is north-south. Pasuk in Tehillim speaks to this idea that the tzafon, literally you're hidden, but obviously with the double entendre, it could also mean north. It's going to be filled, your stomachs will be filled. You will be satiated with children. What exactly is the connection between the north-south trajectory of the bed and children? So Rashi writes, it's the next Rashi, Tzafon L'Daron, Rosha Margalosav Zdela Tzafon Zdela Daron. Okay, so your head, feet should be in a north-south trajectory. And Rashi continues, V'nir Be'inai. Now, I think, says Rashi, She'ashchina B'mizrach O B'marav. That we have this idea that Shechina is B'mizrach O B'marav. This is the best I can explain it. and which means it's obviously very limited. But Shechinah is to the east, Shechinah is to the west. Lefichach nachon lahaseb derech tashmish leruchos acheros. So then when engaged in tashmish with one's wife, one should be in a north-south trajectory and not in the same trajectory as Shechinah. Okay. That's Rashi's suggestion. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, af in ishto mapels nefalim. Back to the Gemara, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says that also it prevents miscarriages as well. So this idea that having the bed in the right trajectory also is A, going to produce children, and B, also prevent miscarriage. Tanya, Gemara quotes another statement of Abba Binyamin. Tanya, we're on the very bottom, three lines on the bottom of the Amud. Abba Binyamin, Omer Shnaim, Shenachnasu Lispal, V'kidim Echa Mehem Lispal, V'lohim Temat Eschavero. So let's say two people are in shul and they're davening, and one finishes his davening, he's ready to leave the shul, leaving the other person alone in shul. V'yatza, and he just walks out, totally insensitive to the idea that he's leaving somebody alone in shul. So Torfen Lo Tefila So, B'fanav. So the tefila that he just davened in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, it gets torn up. Shenemar Tarif Nasho Be'apo Halmancha Ta'azov Eretz. Kadosh Baruch Hu tears up a person because he left, he forsake. V'lo Oed Al Shagarm L'Shechina Shetestalak Mi'Israel. Causes the Shechina to leave the Jewish people. Shenemar V'yatek Tzurmim Kamo. And over here, by the way, you can easily see the Mida Keneged Mida. You forsook somebody, and so therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu forsakes us.
Later on we're going to talk about Zuga.
A zugo, you shouldn't be pairing up items. In terms of people, is that true by people as well? I'm not sure. The Gemara in Pesachim talks about, right, the dalet kosos. So you're pairing up cups, two and two. No. In other words, you're burning the midnight oil in shul, and you're together with somebody else, and then you decide, okay, I'm going to go, and you just leave him there. Shenemar v'yatek tzur mim kamo v'ein tzur. Okay, good. That's the negative. What's the positive? What if you do wait for him? Because we now turn to the top of Vav Amal. So you can expect to receive these brachas. Say, and read the pasuk in Yeshayahu. The Gemara says, and read on. So, but as far as the part that we are seeing here in the Gemara, you're going to have many children and a long progeny of children that are coming from you. Okay, and other brachas that are mentioned over there. And that's all for just waiting for your friend and not leaving him alone in the shul. Okay, let's quickly recap. Our morning this morning, scattered, admittedly. The Gemara was, a little bit everywhere. But there was definitely one theme for this morning. After the Gemara goes through more ways of explaining the pasuk of Rigzu Valtechtu, which connected to yesterday's daf, the Gemara this morning quoted other statements of Rav Levi Bar Chama, notably that which was given to us at Ma'amad Har Sinai, the list of parts of Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebapeh that were given to us at Ma'amad Har Sinai. What does Torah achieve? What does it accomplish? Takes away the Yetzirah, takes away Yisurin, and we got into the topic of Yisurin. And we were introduced to this topic of Yisurim. What do you do by Yisurim? So step number one, Mefashresh Masav. Step number two, check to see that you're making sure that you're maximizing your time learning Torah. If you check both of those boxes, so then Yisurin Shalava. We spoke at length today about this idea of Yisurin Shalava. Yisurin Shalava is only when you're Mekabel, only when you want it. Yisurin Shalava is only if it doesn't impede your tefillah and your davening, and or your davening. Three things that are acquired through Yisurin. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. And on the Amud Beis of today, we talked about a number of Amoraim who received the Yisurin Sha'ava, but not want the Yisurin Sha'ava. And so they were, quote-unquote, healed by others who readily admitted they didn't want the Yisurin Sha'ava. We ended this morning telling a story about Rav Huna, who was receiving Yisurin. He lost a business venture. And so he was Mefashrev Mamasav. And he asked around, and he found out what he did wrong, and he corrected his mistakes. He didn't give his sharecroppers their fair share, and he corrected their mistakes. And finally, we talked about waiting for the not to leave shul, leaving one person stranded alone in shul, but to wait for him, maybe invite him to leave with you.